Gary? Tactical masterstroke at half time or?
No, look, first half was as poor as I've seen us in many months. So yeah, we, you know, classic, like you'd expect an away team to slow it down and, you know, slow the pace of the game down, and we were playing into their hands. There was no urgency to our play, we weren't aggressive enough, intensity, and then we were playing into their hands. We were very lucky in that first period to have come through it unscathed. So yeah, a few choice words, a few things that we had to adjust. We made a change and it seemed to have a good effect in that second half. And a bit more spark to us, a bit more urgency. Like I said, we upped our pace. That's how we play. We play more with a good pace, aggressive, and try and be on that front foot. And, you know, three goals. We hit the post twice. We had three offsides, which were onside, which would have led to clear-cut chances. I only mention them because they would have led to clear-cut chances. So, ultimately, second half was much more like ourselves.
Kyle's getting a bit of a habit now, isn't he, scoring in front of that cop?
Well, I think we've as part of our game, set pieces have to be strong, both ends. I think we've got a good balance. We're scoring goals with them. We're not conceding goals the other end. And that's part of the work that we do. And it's good. And then some of our attacking play, all three goals were excellent, I felt. And like I said, had we not hit the post, had those offsides not been given, we probably maybe could have got a couple more. But that would probably do a disservice to Rotherham. I thought first half we were lucky to come through that period unscathed and without a goal against.
Hernandez and Wood come in today. Hernandez pulling the strings as he does so well. And Chris Wood, two chances, two goals.
Yeah, no good. The most important bit is the 3 points. The second half was a very good performance, much more like ourselves, everyone contributing. First half, like I said to him there at the end, it was no disrespect to Rotherham, but when you play against higher quality of teams, we're not going to be afforded periods of games like that. Especially as you come to these latter stages of the season, even though we're halfway through, but as the games go on. So it's something that we have to improve on. We have to learn from that. But listen, overall, we've been working in a great way. We've put some excellent performances. It's about making sure that we're a team that... It has to be at 100%. We're not a team that can afford to be below 100%. So when we do that, like we were in the second half, we were much more up near our best. That's when we win games and we can perform like we did in the second half.
Another clean sheet as well.
Yeah, clean sheet. Felt we were lucky to have that, to be honest with you, over that first half period. Even though there wasn't massive of threats on our goal, but we could have easily conceded the way that we were playing in that first half. But second half, much more clinical both ends, much more ruthless both ends, and that's what it's about.
Hernandez loan now up. Do you expect that to be dealt with now?
Yeah.
He'll stay a Leeds player?
Yeah. I'm sure it's all sorted internally. We're working behind the scenes to make sure that's all done. And Pablo's, you can see by his performances how committed he is to what we're doing here. And fantastic ability and still that talent that he has, even though he's probably one of the elder members of the squad. But that standard of setting, players will learn a lot from him, and you see on the pitch, you know, the quality that he has.
Janssen, same with him, that 20-game mark has been reached now. Is he going to be made a permanent signing?
Yeah, internally, look, the club will do everything. We've ordered these players at the right time when it feels fit, and I'm sure everything will be taken care of, but one thing for sure, you can see with all the players how committed they are to what we're doing, and I don't envisage any of those things to be a problem.
And looking at it now, we've got almost a 2-week break now, haven't you, in league games, and a good chance to maybe, are you going to strengthen the squad, do you feel, in that time?
We need, again, I spoke internally, the club, know the areas I think we need to strengthen and what we're looking for, and it's not drastic, I think it's one or two that we need to help and give this group the best chance. The group that I'm working with are fantastic, they're great to work with, they've got the quality. They're improving all the time, but we do need to add one or two to give us the strength and obviously the competition to keep pushing for the second half of the season.
You're a perfectionist, Gary. Are you partly happy with today? Or?
I'm happy with the result. I'm happy with the second half. I'm disappointed with the first half, but the players are aware of that. They know that. Like I said, the standard that we set here is of a high level. So whenever we fall below that, we can't be happy with that, but I'm very happy with my group. They're improving all the time. Their attitude's fantastic. Their desire to win games is fantastic. And I'm not overly critical, but internally they know what I expect from them. And And like I said, today was exactly how I've called it. Well, that's how I feel. That's how I saw the game. So, but 3 points is the most important. We move on again and get ready for that next 3 points.
Gary, the fact that you are only looking at just one or two players, and does that mean you feel like you do have the squad to sort of maintain the challenge and stay where you are?
Yeah, I think we're working in a really good way. I think the players all understand what's expected of them, and I think they're improving, all of them. They're all contributing as well. So I'm, like I said before, I'm extremely happy with this group. But it's only one or two, I think, that we need to help the group. And it's not a window to really do a lot of business in. It's not a very good window, I don't think, to do business. So it only needs to be one or two to give us that help that this group needs and people that can come in and help the group progress and be ready for the second half of the season.